You're listening to TPV Virtual Radio. It's live right now on the Psalmist Voice of the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
What's up, everybody? This is John and Sequoia Howard of the Agape Music Group.
Hey, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Let's get it.
Let's go!
It's the two-time Stellar Award considered, Spin Award nominated. You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network keeps getting hotter, and we have that Holy Ghost smoke just for you. Sundays, it's the return of TPV Rebirth with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, at 2 p.m. Central, followed by Mondays Indie Fam Nation exclusively on Clubhouse at 8:15 a.m. Tuesdays, Victory Over the Weights of Life with author and speaker Deanne Lubrin at 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Illuminating Word Ministries with Apostle Dr. Forrest L. Walker Sr. at 5:15 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4:30 p.m. Also, the hottest interview on the planet, the exclusive interview with your truly, the Psalmist Voice, by booking only. Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones at 11 a.m., followed by The Locker Room with Coach D every second and fourth Saturday at 4 p.m. Look us up on Facebook, also on Twitter, and our YouTube channel, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and walk with us, family. Let's go!
Hey, what's good, family? This is Jokia, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. The Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPV Radio.
Draw nigh to him. Nominated. Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPB Radio.
Good morning to each and everyone this morning. It is an awesome opportunity to be here this morning to share our life experiences with each and every one of you. We're excited on today because we're drawing nigh to the Christmas holiday, Christmas time, which is when a lot of people feel a need to give back to one another, to love on each other. But I just say every day is a day to give back and to love on one another. But if you need to wait until December 25th to do so, I'd rather see you do it that day than to never experience it in your life. Good morning, Pastor Chris. How are you today?
I am ready to go.
You are ready.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting here sipping on a weak cup of coffee, and I've eaten my breakfast, so I'm ready to experience whatever you guys are bringing to the table on today. I heard that we've got some sauce on the buffet today. Good morning, Sister Tree.
Good morning. Hello, Saturday Buffet.
You know what? You really do bring sauce to this show, girl. I just love to hear you speak, and I hope you got a lot to say on today because I've been traveling and moving about, and I need your flavoring on today. God bless you, Sister Tree. And welcome home. Good morning, Cheryl. What you got on your fingers this morning and dripping down your apron?
Uh-oh.
Good morning. I have greasy fried chicken. I have yams. I have greens.
Lord.
And I'm ready to go.
Ooh, you sound like boy, I tell you, this buffet is really cutting up today. I believe the kitchen will be set on fire. So to our radio listeners, next week the show will be canceled because we won't have a kitchen to cook in. They're going to burn it down today. Guys, I tell you, I've been placed in some situations and some circumstances in my own personal life. I need to eat from the buffet on today. Got a lot of things going on in my immediate area, and I just need the support of the kitchen on today. I got dirty dishes in the sink. I've got some issues with my hand not being able to stir my pot, so I need some help on today. I need to know. We've been talking about love, and when God gives us opportunities to show forth that love, he puts us in adverse situations. He puts us in situations where the people that he give us the love on don't quite love us back. And so today I just need help in that area. I need a boost. I need a booster shot today of showing me how to love these unlovables that I have. And we share names. You know, we share the same last name. So I need help on that today. So, Sister Tree, what's been going on with you as far as your love walk is concerned? I've always looked forward to hearing you know, how you walking this thing out. And it encourages me, and I know it will encourage our radio listeners on today. Sister Tree.
Yes, I am. It's something how God does things and how he orchestrates and he designs and plans things in our lives, you know, to in speaking of love, this was my first week on my new job.
Right.
And I was praying, you know, going into it, Lord, surround me with the people that have a heart for you, you know, and just asking God to be the fence around me, the security, and helping me to just be able to be a light and pour into others. And on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, I was having some issues with the computer logging on, and I just prayed. And someone called me on the device that we have to speak, communicate back and forth with our staff. And she introduced herself, and it was my new assistant. And she just began to talk to me and tell me some things going on in her life. And I said, well, I don't know, you know, what your walk is or what your beliefs are. And I said, but I'm a praying woman, and I believe that God can change things. And I believe that if we take it to the altar and leave it there, that it's already worked out. And she just began to scream on the phone. And she started crying. And she said, I prayed, and I asked God to send me a new boss that believes the way I believe. She said, and I know that you have been sent by God. And that was, you know, I don't need but a little crack in the dough.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't need but a little bit. And I kicked the dough in, and we went in, and we prayed. And her husband had been going through some things or whatever, and so we just prayed. And she said, I'm not worried about, you know, the outcome, because I know that God has already worked it out. And she said, because... he sent me you. And I said, well, I feel like he sent me you. Because, you know, as believers, we want to be able to walk upright. We want to be able to not have to worry about, you know, what's going on around us or who's out to get us. And, you know, in the workforce, it can be pretty vicious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people smile in your face, but that's not always what's in their heart,
right.
You know. So with the love walk, it's just amazing how, you know, God continues to show us how much he loves us. And to encourage you, you know, with whatever you're going through, you know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his job. He is the only one that does his job 24/7 and does not take a break. So anything that he can do, anything that he can do to discourage you, to get you off track, he's going to work overtime and triple time to do that. What you have to do, I'm saying you, but I'm saying we have to hold steadfast to his unchanging hand. His word, God's word does not change. It does not shift. It does not take breaks. If he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, that's what it is. That's what it is. So we cannot allow circumstances and things to throw us off course. You know, the enemy always plays at home. He always attacks at home. Your husband, your children, you know. That's what he does. Things just breaking around the house. But, you know, you stand in your home and you declare and decree that God's word still stands. You speak life over the situation.
Amen.
You speak life over your children. It don't matter what's coming out of their mouths. You know the foundation that you gave them. So they're not going to live. They can act like they're off in the wilderness, but they're not. They're still attached to the same promises and the principles that you instilled in them, and you have to stand on that. You can't waver in it. You can't allow it to get you in a melancholy mood. You have to stand on that. You stand there by yourself. You stand. Because God's love does not change.
Amen. So, Tree, that's amazing, and that's awesome what you said. You done took me back to, you know, we were on Psalms 91 on last week. We were supposed to start, I believe, on 12 today, but we have to go back to 11 because of what you said. For he shall give his angels charge over you. to keep you in all your ways. And that's what you just bore witness to, how no matter what's going on in our life, God has given angels charge over our life, and their job is to protect us from hurt, harm, and danger. And there are many times when we believe, in our ignorance, of course, we believe that we've have maneuvered and manipulated the system to the point where we barely got through. And at the end of the day, truth be told, and that's what we want on this show, truth to be told, it had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with my steering of the steering wheel that kept the car from flipping over. It had nothing to do with my knowledge that kept my money in my bank account when the hackers were hacking my account. It was all the angels that have been placed over my life that kept the enemy at bay, that gave me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the discerning of spirit not to go into that dark cave in the middle of the night to retrieve my briefcase out of the trunk. That was God, and then it was God Almighty who told me, who put it in my heart, not so much a fear, but an alert and an alarm that today, right now, is not the right time to move forward. Wait until in the morning when it's much safer. I just thank God. I thank God because we are voice sistering for the people. And sometimes when we get ready to open our mouth and make requests, or when we get ready to open our mouth and declare things, we have to realize we're not just declaring it for ourselves, but we're declaring it for people who don't have the platform, for people who really want the answer and don't know how to ask the question. God Almighty, I thank you, God. The kitchen is now on fire. Thank you, Sister Teresa, for striking the match. And I know Chris has some gasoline in his pocket to douse on this fire so we can go and get this thing popping and burning. Because when the chef comes, she's going to shut the kitchen down like she did last week. We were speechless on last week, Sister Teresa. We had to get a show over to her and let her run it because she come in with a fire of her own. Pastor Chris, throw the gasoline at me, sir.
Yes. See, we have to understand that when we apply the true essence of love in our life, what does that mean? Well, when you are constantly dying to you, see, this is the problem that we all have as a human being. The shell that we carries a lot of weight. And if we don't allow that weight to be lifted, we're going to have some serious issues because we are harboring, I'm trying to be good. See, we are harboring things. We are introduced to a new love, a new understanding, a new way of praying, a new, just like Sister Trace, she has moved to a new position, a new location. See, and when she got there, guess what? The shift came with her. Oh my God. See, see, you have to understand something.
Come on,
sir. We have been attacked by every front. And I got news for the devil. Regardless of how bleak it looks, I'm going to still tap into the shift, because sometimes when we shift to a new location, a new place, a new identity, sometimes we get a little insecure about walking in our newness. But I got news for you. 2022 is going to be a season that the real saints stand up. Uh-oh. See, we got all these phony fake stuff. We got all these cosmetic saints. See, no one's moving in the shift. Oh, my God. See, God is moving things. What we thought was the Holy Ghost ain't going to be the Holy Ghost, because he's going to shift some things. See, we got to be in the move. We got to get sick and tired of being in the same place week after week, month after month, year after year. I want more. I am sick of this flesh. I am sick of my life coming against me, because I'm walking in where God has me. It's time for a shift. And the only way to do that, you got to get out the way. Oh, my God. Steph, you better take this spoon because I ain't playing this morning. Today's the day that I'm going to stand. I don't care what it looks like, what it smells like, what people say it ain't. I'm going to stand knowing that God's going to do the impossible. Mm-hmm. And I know he's going to do it. And I can't wait till I can give a praise report next Saturday, same time, same place. Man, y'all need to take this. See, the band about to go loose up in here. All right, Chef, you better take it. I'm sorry.
Before you eat your salad. Now you just dead wrong. You didn't even pick up the salad fork. You just went straight for the steak. Who does that? That's not even proper etiquette at the table. You didn't even wait till the waiter poured your water. You all over there on the steak. After Chris. Now you know
that's hot sauce. Well, that's the hot sauce.
Yeah,
she unstarted it. You can't You can't have me go after hot sauce, Drill Sergeant. You just can't, because we're going to start issues. And now the chef got to clean up the mess, but I think
clean
she's going to make
mess.
It even worse. Oh, Jesus. Let me stop. Oh, Lord.
I put ice cubes in the glass. I told everybody we had some sauce on the buffet. I did not tell hot sauce to spread on nothing. That was her and Pastor Chris. Chef, you need to clean up this mess that these folks have made on the buffet on today.
Here come the torch. We need the cleanup crew. This is saying you have to get the cleanup crew before you can eat the meal. Now, that's not right. That's not proper etiquette. That's not proper etiquette. It's supposed to be clean before you get... I tell you, Pastor Chris, not only did he eat the... He cooked the steak, he burned it. He got the steak knife, cut it up, Pastor Chris. Oh my God. You know what? Hot sauce puts it's supposed to be steak sauce, not hot sauce. Steak sauce on
the wrong sauce on the buffet.
So clean up all
three.
Pastor Chris and Hot Sauce, y'all stirring it up. But it's amazing. It's so awesome because this week I was challenged to do a job that I had no idea how many people would come. It was a bazaar. And I'm praying. I'm sweating. I'm praying. Oh, God, I don't know how much to prepare, what to do. Holy Spirit, I need you to tell me. I need you. You know who's going to be there, how many, and what to prepare. And I want you to know what he told me to prepare. When he told me I was preparing, he said, stop, that's enough. With every meat, stop, that's enough. That's what he told me.
Wow.
Even before it started, I sold about 20 dinners before. Now I'm getting nervous. I'm like, okay, Holy God, sisters, I'm getting nervous. Now he told me, now listen what Pastor Chris was saying. What he said was so awesome. You know, you got to have a made up mind that you're going to follow him.
I got a little nervous.
And I said, I better prepare a little more. So what I did, so I prepared some more. And guess what happened to the more?
You took it home?
It's still here. I took it home. So I left rejoicing and repenting at the same time.
Amen. Amen.
That's good. I thank you. Holy Spirit, you told me. But I didn't listen. But he told me exactly what to do. So I left rejoicing. I didn't beat myself up. I rejoiced and repented, and I moved on. But what it did, it gave me made me more sensitive to when he speaks. Listen to what he says. And that's the key, regardless of what we're going through. What did the Spirit of God say to you? What did he say?
Amen.
That's the main thing, what the Holy Spirit says. So you make up your mind to follow him. Follow the Holy Spirit. Follow him. Follow his lead. Come hell or high water.
Regardless. Come on,
look over here in the left, whatever they doing, let them do it. Look over what they doing. And follow the lead of the Holy. Keep your focus on him, and you won't go wrong. You won't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Not listening to him, regardless of what anybody else said, regardless of what it looked like. But I started looking at, it hasn't started. I've already sold 20 dinners now. But exactly what he told me.
My God. What an amazing report.
And guess what he did? He allowed me to get a shout out on 107.
Girl, go on over and shout out.
They would shout my name out. People would come in. I heard, Roberta? What Miss Roberta? I heard her name on the radio. I heard her. They were just coming in. I was like, oh, my God. Look at you, G.
Yes,
Lord.
You know, go to that scripture. Roberta, you need to go to that scripture. Eyes ain't seen it. Ears ain't heard it. Not even our eyes.
That's right.
He's going to take you where you need to be. Follow him.
Yes.
And I said, oh, my God, how amazing, how awesome is our God. He's awesome. And we continue to praise him. We a lot of times, this time of year, people go through depression and all types of things. But if you realize that Christmas wasn't about you, it was about the Savior who came.
Amen.
To die
Amen.
For you to be free, not bound, but to be free. So we need to go and continue to talk about what the purpose of to free us. Not to put us in debt. Free of debt.
Right.
We allow men to tell us what holds the children need this and they need that.
They made it about us.
They so smart. They've gotten to the place where they advertise what's the big toy this year, and then everybody go. That makes them in. Everybody run out to get it. That's the advertise. That's to get your head. But the Lord said, he said, get my mind. Don't get the mind of the world. Take my mind. And make a choice.
So, Roberta, we need to put a shout on this. We need to put a shout on what Sister Tracy received on today, because we need to put a shout on what happened with you, because as we have listeners, people are listening to us, and they're struggling. They're struggling in these areas, and we want to make sure that we put emphasis on this through prayer. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, first of all, for the elevation on Sister Tracy's job. We thank you, God, that even on the job, you answered the prayer of the woman of God, gave her someone that she could lean on that act and look and behave like her, another woman of God. We thank you, Lord God, that there are others who have began new jobs, and they're seeking the same thing. So we stir their faith to believe you, oh God, that you are looking beyond what they can even act or think, and you're blessing their life on today. God, we pray that like-minded individuals will begin to come together corporately on these jobs and touch and agree for things to happen on these jobs supernaturally, that people don't have to know what's going on behind the closed doors, but the men and women of God who are on these jobs are beginning to set themselves in agreement for you, God, to show up on their job and to show out in their position. And we thank you for Sister Tracy and the elevation and the woman of God that she encountered. And then, God, we have the woman of God who you have given instructions, just like you did David and just like you did many others in the Bible. You told us specifics. God, you are a God of specifics. You are a God of exact. And, Lord, we're not accustomed to having you move in our life this way, but, God, we're going to get accustomed to it. We thank you for the Holy Ghost of God who comes and he tells us what we need to do, Lord God. And all we have to do is obey his small, still voice. And Lord God, we pray for those who are listening to us, God, who you want to give exact directions to, that they will begin to have obedient spirits, to follow after the things of God. Don't have to understand with their natural mind. Don't have to understand with their natural eyesight. Don't have to see it to believe it. But God, they just trust you, and they move forward. And we thank you, Father God, for what you did in Sister Roberta's life. And we thank you, Father God, for the announcement that you had to go out over the airways of the radio station in Saginaw, Michigan, that they knew her name, that her name, oh God, hey, is becoming a household name. Her name, Lord God, would be like a jar of mustard or a jar, a bowl of ketchup. It would just be natural to call Sister Roberta's name and relate it to her dress and relate it to her cake, relate it to her pies, relate it to her cooking, because she's a woman of God. And you said, ears haven't heard it, and eyes haven't seen it, and neither has it entered into the heart of a man or woman what you have in store for those that would dare walk upright before you. And so, God, we just thank you. We thank you, and we give you praise, and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. What an awesome amen. Way to start this buffet on today. What an awesome amen. Report that you two come back with. And we're just grateful to God that we are a part of it, Pastor Chris. We are a part yes. of what's going on in their lives, because when they go up, we go up, because we know them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 12 says, guys, it said, they shall bear you up. Talking about the angels that God has given charge over us, they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. So in other words, they are like bodyguards. Who wouldn't have a bodyguard who was supernatural, who would just look out for you and be able to look through walls and look through situations and see the part that you need to know and then inform you about it? It's what I would call a supernatural advantage. Sister Teresa, you have been given a supernatural advantage on your job. And Sister Roberta, you have been given a supernatural advantage in your area of catering. And I just see you both are just being elevated in the craft that you have in your hand. And I thank God that I have both of you on speed dial. And I give praise to God for that. Sister Teresa, when you think about your bodyguard who is supernatural, who keeps you from dashing your foot against a stone, what say you to that?
I'm grateful. I'm thankful that God knew that I was going, what I was going to need before I even came on this earth. It's interesting because, you know, our mouths would get us in trouble,
mm-hmm.
and our thoughts would get us in big trouble. And you know, mm. my tongue is a little sharp, and my tongue is very sharp.
Little.
I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Do you look? We don't need no amen corner. Y'all want amen before. Don't be amen about my tongue. But I know me. I can cut up and cut people up. But I thank mm-hmm. God for the Holy Ghost, because when my tongue and my heart and my flesh wants to do things that are contrary to the word of God, and it's not going to edify or glorify the body of Christ, then the Holy Ghost, you know, will come in and say, don't do that. It's even like mm-hmm. Or don't say that, you know. It's even like the example that Sister Roberta gave about being sensitive, you know, to the voice and thinking, well, I hear you, but I'm going to do it this way. Mm-hmm. I kind of encountered something like that this week. Being new in the position, you know, I'm learning. And so someone told me to do something, and it didn't sit right with my spirit. And I was like, Lord, just don't seem right. And I heard the voice of God say, hold fast. Like, don't move, just hold fast. And I was like, okay, but they say they need this, you know, by this time. So I'm like, So in the meantime, I went on and I worked on something else. And a few minutes later, someone sent me a message saying, hey, you might need this to finish that project. And that was exactly what I needed. It was exactly what I needed. And when I got it and opened the attachment, my spirit man said, move forward. I mean, it was just that clear. When he told me to hold fast, I heard him like I hear your voice. When he said, go ahead, you know, move forward, I heard it like I hear your voice. So it's so important to be in tune and be in sync with God, because he will give you exactly what you need when you need it. And it wasn't after the due time. Mm-hmm. I turned it in like 2 hours before it was due. You know, so God, he's timely. He's timely. He's intentional, you know. And so the angels, you know, that watch over us, the angels that protect us, the angels that make sure we don't get ourselves in situations that will have us asking, Lord, please help me out of this. You know, if we need to be thankful, and we also need to allow ourselves to connect and listen. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to go back. Pastor Chris said something about it's time to move. And it's so crazy because my devotion this morning was talking about keeping your bags packed. Because when God calls, you got to be ready. So you have to have exactly what you need packed in your suitcase. I keep a small bag, you know, with toiletries and things like that because, you know, we travel a lot. So all I have to do is move it from one bag to the next bag. So it's the same concept in the spiritual realm. Keep your bag packed because we don't know when the call is coming, when God is saying, okay, it's time for you to pick up and go here. It's time for you to do this. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to do that. So it's so important to listen. So, Pastor Chris, you just confirmed the word that God gave me on today to keep my bag packed because he's not going to tell you to keep your bag packed and he ain't got nowhere for you to go. So that lets you know, that something is coming. There's some travel that is coming in the spiritual realm. So it's time to go to work. It's time. Be ye ready.
To go to work.
Roberta Jones, your name wasn't on the radio by chance. God said he will make room. He will make your name great. So he will make room for your gift. You have a gift in the kitchen. It's time.
Yes,
it's your season. It's a new beginning. That's what God gave me the beginning of the week. Keep your bags packed because it's time to do something different.
My Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I receive it too.
And you ain't called my name. I'm receiving that. Yes, Lord. My bag don't stay packed. Yes, God. I hear stay ready. Yes, stay ready. My God. What they say, eat early. Yeah, God. Yes, get out the way. Yes, sir. Sister Roberta, we release this. We turn it over to you.
Praise God. You know what? I want to just on verse 11 when he said he will give his angels charge over thee. To keep us so that we can do the right thing. To keep us. The angels is in charge to keep us. Keep them at that. To keep us. Keep us from what? You know, keep us from what? And the angels they just not there to protect you, but to keep you. So we can trust God. I mean, just let go and trust God. He's
given us his angel.
Whoa, imagine that. He didn't make one up. I had us to make one up. He said, I'm going to give you my angel.
Give him charge over you to keep you in all your ways. All your ways. So there's nothing
left out of all. Nothing left out of all. That is amazing. When we sit down and ponder the word of God and see that he's making this thing personal to me.
Oh,
my God. Why are we fretful? Why are we worried? Why are we going through the things we're going through when we know this? When we know this. Don't have to worry. Is there anything left out of all?
Is there anything too hard for God? My Lord.
Nothing too hard. But you know what? Even in all, I see this. Even in my mistakes. Even in my mistakes.
That's good.
In all your ways. So sometimes we are afraid to step out or do things because we're afraid. We'll fight, but what if I'm making a mistake? What if this not God? What? We need to take those ifs out. Take the ifs out and ask God. Even though it hurts, even though it looks crazy, trust him. He said, because I'm going to do my angel. Charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And if you think he's not telling you, he left an example. He left an example with Abraham.
All right.
Many example with Abraham, things that he told Abraham to do did not seem like it made no sense. First of all, you tell me to pack up and leave my family.
Mm-hmm.
Leave everybody. Just go. You don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you where to go. Just start moving. Keep your bags packed. Just keep moving.
Too long. Mm-mm-mm. Where I'm going, Lord, I said.
Just keep moving. So he's saying we got to be ready. Ready to
mm-hmm.
go.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be ready. You know, it's in the military, the people that are military, that train for the military, they always would keep their backpacks and stuff ready. They didn't camp out to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
they didn't never know when they had to move.
mm-hmm.
So often we camp out in our own depression, anxiety, pain, sorrow, pity.
Mm-hmm.
We want to stay. But God say, move out of there. Get out of there. And he said, because I'm gonna give you my angel's charge to keep you in all your ways. Just think about that. Everything you do today, just
that's
say, God,
good.
Keep me in all my ways.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Praise the Jesus.
God,
go
keep
ahead,
me in all my ways.
All my ways. You sound like you got something. You and Pastor Chris, I know y'all got something. Because I could just hear Pastor Chris. I could just hear him. See, when he gets up, he hits the spoon. He just starts beating the spoon in the pot. Ooh.
Are you going to pray first, Sister Roberta?
Okay.
That he don't
we
going to
pray. We going to pray for
him. yeah, we're gonna pray first because Brother John said in 8 minutes they're gonna take this pastor, this man of God, off the ventilation and see if he can breathe on his own. Doctors have given up on him. So we wanna believe with his family, with his wife, that
okay.
the will of God be done in his life. And
okay, pick us up now at Eastern Intercede. Amen. Thank you, Father. Father
thank
God.
You, Father.
Lord, you are the very
presence.
Yes, Father God, we need you now. Father,
we
you
need
you
now.
Situation. You see, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes,
see,
Lord.
Father God, the doctors are limited, but you're unlimited.
Yes.
Our faith
yes.
is always in you, Father God. And
yes,
Father,
Lord,
we set ourselves in agreement for healing, Lord,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the
we
name
pray,
of
Father
Jesus.
God, that you would have mercy, your grace.
Have
Father,
mercy,
your healing
God.
Virtue would touch him right now in
yes,
Jesus' name. We come now, Lord, covenant with your blood, Father God.
Thank
you,
Lord, for the blood.
Act and believe.
Yes,
we
God.
Ask now
yes,
and we believe our faith.
Yes,
and Father,
God, we
all
believe.
Those that are listening, we come,
yes,
Lord God, you declared in your word. You just told us, they
yes,
were the false word, that you will give your
yes.
angels charge over us. And
yes,
Father God,
God,
we believe that he's a believer. And we know
yes,
without
Lord.
A shadow of doubt that all
yes,
things
Lord.
Work together
all.
For your good.
You
better yes. call the purpose to your purpose, Father God. And we know, Father God, that you're going to work this out for your
work it out for you.
We pray for
yes,
healing now in Jesus' name.
Now.
And we seek, man, for what you do, Lord God. We
yes,
release
Lord.
Them from your hand. It's out of the
yes,
mountain. Because they
yes,
declare they can't do anything. But, oh, God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly.
Yes, Lord,
so
you have the last faith, oh, God.
Speak of magic. According to the power of the Lord.
Yes.
So we stand on your word, Father God. We stand on your word. We said I was
yes,
in agreement. Use the power of agreement. Now in Jesus' name.
Now in Jesus'
and
name.
Speaking it, Father God, for
amen.
What you do. In the name
amen.
Of Jesus. We
amen.
Pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Lord.
And what I told Brother John, Sister Roberta, I said, told him to be still because I could sense there was some anxiousness in his spirit, man. I told him to be still and see the salvation of God. And what we have to realize is God's salvation does not always operate the way we think it should because we think
yes.
that if the person transitions, then that wasn't God's salvation, but it is because
well,
we can't dictate to God what day
right.
or what hour. So we
right.
set ourselves in agreement with the will of God for the man of God.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. So go ahead, Sister Roberta, where were you going from here?
Yeah, I said when we release it to God, it's out of our hands.
It's out of our hands.
Amen.
It's
out of our hands.
Amen.
So we release it
amen.
To God. The doctors already said they can't do anything. So you release
that's
the
right.
rest to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
No. Oh, I said, Teresa and Pastor Chris, I know they were, I can hear Pastor Chris. Pastor Chris always stir a little bit harder
stir the pot, you know, where you can, the spoon can hit the pot so you can hear him. When he,
don't be nice. Stop being nice. Tell him to keep jamming on the pot and on the table and stuff. Like,
excuse me, I'm hungry.
Yes, he does. He be clowning
but
over in that corner.
I can hear Teresa and him. Teresa, you go ahead. Then that Pastor Chris, go ahead on serve up the service.
Now, that's a setup right there. That's a setup. She said, Teresa, go first. Fantastic. Ooh, y'all some dirty people. That's a drive-by. That's a drive-by with an automatic weapon right there.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
I just love what she said about the angels take charge over us, even in our mistakes and our faults. Think about that. Even in our faults, they're there to protect us, to keep us.
Amen.
That is so amazing. That hit me a little different, because you know, so many times we try to protect ourselves from ourselves, and we end up making a bigger mess. Or even protect ourselves from things that we foresee may happen, when truly God has already, the end is already made. You know, the path is already set. So that hit me a little different in the times I reflected back on times where I messed up. Like, I really messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels were there. I mean, I really started thinking about some things. So that hit me a little different. I appreciate that. I'm glad Sister Roberta shared that. And
amen.
I know Pastor Chris. Go ahead, Pastor Chris.
Y'all gonna stop throwing me the bone, because I'm supposed to be over here just playing the music. But now you just want me to come and just knock everything completely over. So I'm going to be happy to oblige. See, in this season, right, we've experienced a lot of loss. We have been stretched to capacity. We have been tested beyond our limits. See, we have to be at a place where no matter how hard it is, we have to trust God in the process. Now, it's easier said than done. Oh, I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but my reality isn't telling me to do so. Well, I got news for you. Everyone has that place. And like I said earlier, God is shifting some things. Even though you may not feel it, touch it, see it, you may not even see hope on the horizon. But I guarantee you, if you hold on to what God told you, no matter what everybody else, oh my God. See, we get so caught up on what everybody else says. See, we get caught up on what everybody else's anointing says. See, we get so caught up on folk that we don't listen to what God's been saying the whole time. See, when we finally walk by what? Faith. See, a lot of us walk by sight. Uh-oh. We don't walk by faith. We only walk because we see it, but we're not walking because we don't actually see the manifestation happening. But see, just like a chessboard, it is strategic in this season that God is going to move you in your strategic place. Oh, my God. See, we have to understand something. If you are under attack daily, weekly, monthly, if you feel the pressure, you feel your head about to explode, you feel your Shonda about to pass out, well, I got news for you, because God is squeezing the old oil. Uh-oh. Y'all don't want to hear this. See, God is squeezing the old oil. He is introducing a newness that we have never seen or felt or walked in before. But what it takes is an activation. What's that activation? It's called our relationship. Oh, boy. Here he go again with the relationship word. Well, I'm telling you, 2020 was that time to build your spiritual relationship with your one true God, which is Jesus Christ. See, for the people that took the time to have relationship, that looked in the mirror and saw what was wrong with them instead of judging everybody else. See, people don't like to be on spotlight. Uh-oh. See, people don't want to be talked about. See, as a body, we have not loved the way Christ loved. Uh-oh.
Not at all.
Our compassion has failed. We have not been sensitive enough in the spirit of God because we too busy being our ego. Oh my God. Or my brand. We hiding behind our job or our husband or our pastor or our bishop. But see, God is moving your idol out the way. Uh-oh. They don't want to hear this. You see, he's moving our idols out the way, and he is putting himself first. So I don't care what you do, where you're planted, what you say, how you say it, but God is going to put his peace in front of you. It's up to you to grab that peace. You're not going to be able to love. You're not going to have joy. You're not going to have peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, unless you get out the way. Let me stop. All right, y'all better take this. Oh, my God. Back to you. I got to stop. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're going to bear witness to that. We're going to look at 13 where it says, you should tread upon the lion and Atlas, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. So that tells me that the enemy that we see will no longer be a tower over us, but he'll be in front of us, but we'll have the supernatural strength of God to keep us on the right path. So we have to choose these things. We can't just expect for it to happen because we know what the scriptures say, but then we have to go further than knowing the scriptures. We
yes.
have to go further and do the scriptures. So and that, again, comes from that main word that you love to use, Pastor Chris. We have to be in relationship with God. In being in relationship with God gives us that stability and that ability to come to stand when all else seems to be falling apart all around us. And 14 says, we're on Psalms 91. 14 says, because he has set his love upon me. Now that love, we're talking about God's love. We're not talking about that fickle thing that if you do right, I'll love you, but if you do me wrong, I'll hate you. That's not true love. We're talking about God's love being set upon us. That sounds like a mantle to me. So he's given us a mantle to love. So if he gives us a mantle to love, he gives us the ability to love. And that's an area that sometimes we struggle in because it's not a natural thing. It's a supernatural thing. So we have to walk that thing out. Therefore, will I deliver him? How many of us are standing in need of being delivered? How many of us are in a position where we know we are in trouble and we need God's deliverance to set us free? I will set him on high. I will set him on high because he has known my name. And let's translate that. Because he is in relationship with me. Let's go a little further. Because he's in right relationship with me. When we talk about this relationship, and Sister Teresa, it's like an insurance policy. Your insurance policy is good to have in the drawer, you know, in a safety deposit box. It's good to have it there. But when the time comes, the floodwaters come and they flood out your home, and now you need that insurance policy to come through. Now, that's when the insurance policy really earns the paper that is written on. When you turn that paper in and say, hey, guys, I'm insured. Where's the money? That's when it's important. So God is saying relationship with me is comparable to an insurance policy that you can cash in on.
Amen.
It doesn't just remain the same. You bought it in 1932 and it was worth $500, but in 2021, it's unlimited. It's unlimited. And we are living on limits in the body of Christ. I am living on limits. I just died for $50, but when it comes to $500, I'm starting to back off and I'm starting to run away. And God is saying, your policy, daughter, is unlimited. You don't have to limit your spending with me supernaturally. If you need to trust me for supernatural healing, like the man of God, who they're getting ready to pull the plug on him, his family needs an unlimited policy because the doctors have told them in their natural ear, he's not going to make it. We don't have no confidence in this. We believe if we pull the plug off him, he's going to take his last breath. So somebody at that hospital, somebody on these prayer lines that they're petitioning has to believe God in a supernatural way, has to believe God can do exceedingly abundantly above what they can even ask or think. And sometimes the stuff we be asking God, when the answer comes, we be standing there like Gomer Powell, golly, but you prayed it. You prayed it, Rhoda. You think we are in the house praying for the man of God, and he knocks on the door, and you open the door and say, oh, my God, and you run and tell him, he at the door. And why wouldn't you expect him to be at the door? Ain't you praying? So God is doing this thing where he's giving us unlimited resources. And it's hard for us in our finite mind to receive this thing because we've been talking about it for a long time.
Yes.
We've been saying this for a long, very, very long time. We told our children about it. We had Bible studies about it. We went to our jobs and told our coworkers about it. But we weren't really believing it ourselves. What are you going to do with your policies? This tree. You have a policy, and it's unlimited. What you going to do with it?
Oh, my God.
The tree, where you at?
Oh, she's at the, yeah, she says she's at the store, so.
Okay.
You might want to take.
Sister Roberta? No, I know Sister Roberta going last. Pastor Chris, you got this policy. What you going to do with it?
Well, sometimes in a policy, you may have to upgrade. See, sometimes in a policy, sometimes you got to look over the original writing. And see, sometimes in certain policies, there's some benefits that's been left out. When you are going into a next phase of your protection, sometimes your current policy has been upgraded with some perks. Mm. But if you don't read the fine print, oh my God. See, if you don't read the fine print, you end up signing up for the same policy that you had before, but the new policy gave you way more than your original, but because you didn't read the fine print, oh my God, you missed your next blessing because you want to stay safe, but you don't want to walk in faith and read what God is giving you in this season. Because we got comfortable in our own shande instead of growing and learning what the first policy gave us. And when we read the first policy and God gives us the upgrade, a lot of us miss the mark because we are comfortable. Oh, my God. We are comfortable in where we think we are in God. But this thing that we do called relationship with the Father, it's a constant growing process. You're going to go through some growing pains. You're going to feel some kind of way. You may be uncomfortable at first signing that new policy, but baby, God's going to tell you exactly what he needs to tell you in that new season, that new policy, and then you will have no choice but to follow what God has told you because you shifted from the old to the new. You better take this thing before I go running with it there, Juro Sergeant, because I'm lit today. So back to you.
So Sister Roberta, Pastor Chris is saying sometimes in our policy there are hidden clauses. And search things as if there's an accidental death, the policy automatically doubles. My Lord. So in God, in relationship with the Lord, sometimes he says, because you've been faithful over a few things, I'm going to give you a few extra perks. Sister Roberta, what are you saying about the policy and the relationship that you have with God when you look at this thing for the people?
Well, you know, I love what you and Pastor Chris said, talked about the fine print and there are some hidden clauses that are in the policy, which, you know, something you think you have. And you find out, well, no, that comes with, along with this. You have to get this in order to get the other part. Even in what we ask God for, even in death. And I know we as believers, we don't understand that because we believe, which the word of God is true. He said, whatever you ask and believe, you shall receive. If you pray, he will hear you. But even in him hearing you, the answer comes from him.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you didn't get everything that you thought you were supposed to get out of the policy because that was a little fine print, a little hidden thing that you didn't understand because of your relationship with him. Your relationship with him, and you wasn't mature enough to understand.
My Lord.
Sometimes it takes, I say mature, okay, because sometimes in those policies, you need a lawyer to interpret the language.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's true.
So,
that's true, too.
So to interpret the language, you need the Holy Spirit in the spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
And because you're babe in Christ, and because I give you an example. I thought that if I prayed, God would answer me. And he would answer me for what I asked him for the way I wanted him to answer me.
Right.
So I prayed, and I had faith to believe that whatever I asked, he was going to do it. But when he didn't do what I asked, but yet he answered, he answered according to his will.
Amen.
I was a little upset. God, why did you say, I did. But you got to remember, it's not about your will, it's about me.
My
he said, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will.
Ask
now, when I
will.
Study the abiding, the abiding is in Christ. So what you're saying is you're telling him this. You say, Lord, I'm abiding in you. And whatever you want is what I want.
Yep.
So you're out of the picture now. It's not about your will. It's his will. That's the body. So it was his will to answer the way he answered. So I told him I was going to abide. I was going to submit to him. So what I had to do is what? Come into subjection to his will.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes as believers, we don't want, because we're not taught that.
My God.
We're not taught to submit to the will of God. We're just told to, hey, if you believe it and you speak it, it's going to happen. That is not necessarily true.
That's right.
It's speaking
what
he say. When he say, have faith in God, have the God kind of faith, he's saying this. What you're telling God is, God, is your faith, is what you say, not what I say, not my faith, but it's the faith of God, the faith in God. So we have the faith in God to do, if we come to him, and if he's like the man we pray for, when we release him to God, family release him to God, because he's God's anyway.
Amen. Amen.
And allow God to do what he want to do. Then we can become like the Hebrew boys made it plain. They say, even if you don't deliver us.
We know you ain't.
We know you ain't. And I'm all right on either side. Why? Because I'm in your presence. I'm with you on either side. And when believers, when we come to that, to understand that I'm all right, Lord, whatever you want, it takes, like Pastor Chris says it all the time, relationship, maturity
relationship.
Is not coming overnight. Does it hurt? Yeah. Do you understand it? No. Do you trust that it comes with trust and faith and believing in God? And that's the thing, Lord, that we as believers got to come to. You know what? It doesn't even matter anymore about what I want, desire. Lord, long as you're pleased.
Mm-hmm.
He already give you the desires of your heart, but the desires become his desires.
Yes. Yes.
And once you decrease, he increases.
My God.
So we don't see you. Come on, Pastor Chris, help me out.
But wait a minute, before we go there, the scripture says to live is Christ, and that was one scripture that really used to rub me the wrong way, because I couldn't understand that. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. And I'm trying to figure this out with my mind. How is dying gain? how is that gain? Because when we have our business right, and when we have them policies, papers updated, when things are well with us and God, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. So we have gained when we exit these suits that we live in here on earth, these bodily suits that we dwell in. We don't have to be in this irritating atmosphere any longer. Now we're with God forevermore. And that is a gain, people of God. And you know what, Roberta? This is a really fine subject to be stepping off into today, because we're in a time where the enemy really attacked God's people with depression. They come and he makes this occasion about people. And Jesus is the reason for this season. If it had not been for Jesus, this season would not even exist.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the fat man. I'm sorry, saints of God. It is not the fat man. He may have a bag on his shoulder, but he can't fit in your chimney. I'm sorry. He cannot come down your chimney with that bag. But the one that we serve, our protector, our savior, our deliverer, he's not hindered by doors and walls, because he comes into the heart of mankind and he stirs up mankind to operate out of real love, to operate out of real faith. Because we got some, as President Trump used to say, there's some fake news circulating in this world. And God has come to eradicate fake news. And he says, saints of God who have decided to have beautiful feet carrying this glorious gospel, deliver to my people the good news. And we in this hour need to be carrying good news. And what's being shared on this buffet today is good news. This is very good news. Because we're telling people who are operating in darkness, here's a light. I'm better than Motel 6. Motel 6 left the light on for you. But when you get, Motel 6 left the light on for you. I'm going to stay right there because I don't want to start getting into the rock. I was going to say something else about Motel 6, but I'm going to leave that alone. But Motel 6 left the light on for you. But Motel 6 didn't start that leaving the light on. God left the light on, because he left the light on into the hearts of men and women who can come and stop by and tell you that I don't know where you are specifically. I don't know what you're going through specifically, but I know a man that can raise the dead. I know one that can open up blind eyes. I know one that can stop you from being deaf and cause you to hear. I know one that can pick you up from the gutter. I know one that can clean you up and put you on a mountain where you will no longer be hid, but you can be seen. And when they see you, they won't see you. They'll see the Christ in you. That's the good news. I know one that can save you, deliver you, and set you free. I know one that can
save
you. I know him. He's on speed dial. I know him, because all I have to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need you and I need you now. He'll come see about you if you pray a sincere prayer. So in this season of Christmas time and Christmas trees and Christmas lights and boxes wrapped in paper that people destroy in seconds, and it took you all week, took you all month to purchase and buy and wrap up, and people come and strip the paper off in a few minutes, and sometimes they look at what you have labored to give them, and they say, oh, okay, that's nice. Your heart is broken. But I got a gift for you today. His name is Jesus Christ. He'll come, and he'll make what you got under that tree of none effect. Because he's the real gift today. Unwrap him in your life.
Mm.
Unwrap him in your life. Pastor Chris, go ahead.
Ooh.
see, a question was raised in regards to what you said, Drill Sergeant, and it reads, for a new babe in Christ, how do you submit? That's a good question, because even the seasoned believer can't submit. Oh, okay. Ooh, all right. Let me be good. And, of course, Hot Sauce is back, so she probably going to run this thing straight to the grease. But, see, submitting is a form of having a relationship. See, we have a problem with submitting. See, male or female, see, we have a problem being under anything. Uh-oh. We going to get in trouble with that one. But see, we have a problem with that because we want to be the boss. We want to be the baller, shot caller. We want to be the one that moves the Spirit of God to the next dimension and all this stuff that we're preaching about. But see, submission comes natural. Uh-oh. Because when you have a relationship with a God that can do the impossible in your life, you have no choice but to submit. I know what I'm talking about. Even though it looks bleak in your life, even though you may be still living in the pit you caused. Oh, I'm sorry. See, people didn't like that one, Drill Sergeant, because see, sometimes we make our own grave or make our own hole. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we reap what we want. So now this is before, during, and even after. See, we have this thing called free will. And see, sometimes we put ourselves in uncompromising positions, and then yes, we want to blame God for it. Well, baby, I got news for you. Sometimes if you had listened in the first place, I got the t-shirt and the hat and the MP3 and all that. See, the problem is when you don't submit to the will of God, your current situation is going to be flipped, turned upside down because of the lack of obedience. But here's the kicker. Even when you submit to the will of God, your life still will be turned, flipped, turned upside down and sideways. Why? Because God is removing you from what was familiar to you. Uh-oh, they ain't liking that. Everybody jumping off. They not liking this hard word, but we got to be real. No wonder why depression is at an all-time high. No wonder why everybody feeling defeated in some kind of way, because we're not submitting to the relationship of Jesus Christ. And you wonder why we feel the way we feel. And I'm telling you, if you just give God your undivided attention, he will guide you to the version of the word you need to read. He will even guide you on even how to talk to him. It's easy. Just talk to him like we're talking to you right now. He will give you everything else as you what? Here's the word again. Here don't pass the Chris with the same old word. It develops over time in relationship with the Father. All these things shall be what? Added unto you. I'm done. Back to you. I can't. I'm done.
I want to give others a chance to speak, but before that, I want to read 15 of Psalms, the 91st division of Psalms, where it says, he shall call upon me. So God is calling us. He's wooing us to himself because he wants our life to be better and not bitter. And he says, and I will answer him. We have to make up our own mind to answer the call of God that's on our life. I will be with him in trouble. God said, I'll be with you in trouble. I'm not going to just push you out and allow and see what happens to you, but I'm going to be with you. And I will deliver him and honor him. So when we want the package deal from God, we'll do the necessary things. And before I allow you to speak, Sister Tracy, I want to go ahead and do this last scripture in Psalms 91 where it says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And so, Sister Tracy, your mother has really set us up on the buffet today. And before we go to our callers and do our housekeeping, we want to give you guys a chance to speak on those two subjects, on those two scriptures, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sister Tracy.
Well, if I can, I want to talk about that submission.
Go ahead.
For the new believer. I think.
Oh, she want to be, that's, Pastor Chris, get the band ready because she's going to be messy. Go on, Sister
I'm not. I promise I'm not. The biggest thing about submission when it pertains to Christianity,
mm-hmm.
it's basically you're choosing to submit your own way and your own will, your affections, your thoughts, your desires, and your understanding to God.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, everything relating to submission falls under obedience.
Wow.
So, you basically, how do you submit to God? You obey him. You
mm-hmm.
Submission is basically saying it's a discipline. And
mm-hmm.
it actually frees you of the burden of always wanting to get your own way.
Mm.
So you are basically, Pastor Chris mentioned this earlier, you're dying to yourself. How
mm-hmm.
do you submit to God? Give up everything that you want to do and do what he
mm-hmm.
tells you to do.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's the submission part. And we are all guilty of being hard-headed, of wanting to get
right.
our way. That's what our flesh wants. But as you grow in the knowledge of Christ, you learn that it's not about you. You know, one of the things, even in marriage counseling, when they say submit, and that woman is like, what? Submit? What you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's not losing yourself, but it's dying to yourself. It's dying to the things that please you, and it's connecting to what is best for you and the person. So in marriage, it's you and the spouse. In the spiritual realm, it's you and God.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting yourself out of the way and learning how to live according to the principles of God. So I definitely wanted to say that because I know, you know, that's something hard for us all to have to
deal with. It really is.
And then, you know, when we do that, it's amazing how that call that you were just talking about, it's easy to answer the call because we realize that our lives don't belong to us. It belongs to God.
Right.
So
right.
When the call comes, it ain't, Lord, but I got to do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about that anymore because it's not about you. It's about God's plan and the ministry that he has birthed inside of you. And then you making yourself available and aligning yourself with the word of God to be able to go. Okay, like we said earlier, to be able to move, be ready, ready whenever the call comes. So that question actually aligns with what we're talking about today with the scripture. Pastor Chris, are you talking about, I was not being messy. I think especially baby Christians, I think it's so important for them to understand truly what the submission part is talking about. Because we come in with an agenda,
mm-hmm.
our own agenda. And our agenda ain't going to get us nowhere. There's no growth in our agenda.
Right.
The only growth
right.
is in the agenda of God.
That's very true. You know what, Tree? Sometimes we have a hard time with that submission button because one of the things is it feels like in our natural body that I'm giving away my power. And we feel like it leaves us vulnerable in this mean world that we're living in when I submit what I really want to say to you when you cut me off and what the scriptures support me saying. And so I feel like
you are giving up your power.
Right, but
you are giving up your power.
That's what makes us scared. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, but that's where the dying to self comes in.
Yes. Pastor Chris, we want to go to our callers But before we do that, Sister Roberta, you have something to add before we go to our callers?
Yeah, that oh, my God. That's permit. Permit.
That's a cuss word.
that you know, that as there's no diet, there's no submission. If there's no diet, there is no submission.
Ooh.
You have to submit.
Wow.
You have to die to submit. You have to die to what I think, what I feel, what I believe, what I want,
mm-hmm.
what I'm not going to do, what I ain't going to
take.
You have to die and say, okay, Lord, it's about your will, not mine.
That's
the
true.
Diet. You know, I've been crucified with Christ. That's the death.
No more.
That's the death.
Yeah.
I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But the life of man is. I live by the Son of God who gave himself for me.
Amen. Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
And like you said, those verses we read about, you know, they're in a policy. The only way you can claim a policy.
Somebody got to die.
And it's a death policy.
Yep.
It's only beneficial to the person that lives, not
that's
to the
true.
Person that dies. So, ooh,
that's good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Hold on. Ooh, Lord, have mercy,
Jesus.
Wait now. Wait. Wait a minute. Now, you can't say that all quiet and oh, no. Say that again. I'm sorry. Say that. Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute. Get in there.
Wait a minute.
She tried to slow it. Mm-mm.
Oh, Jesus, I got to put my seatbelt on. Hold on a minute. Hold on. I got to get me a piece of toast or something because, Jesus, you can't say that to nobody on an empty stomach. Now, Sister Roberta, calm down. Calm down. Okay, say it one more time. Say it one more time, Sister Roberta. Say it again, sis.
Insurance policy.
Insurance policy.
It's only good for the beneficiary. The beneficiary is the person that lives, not the one that dies. The dead person.
And wait a minute, Sister Roberta. But wait. The person that passed away, the one paid for the policy. He the one developed the policy, and he can't benefit. Lord Jesus, he can't benefit from it.
No. Nope.
You know what Jesus is saying. His death.
That's exactly right.
Us. His death benefits. We were the beneficiaries of death. When we submit to God.
Y'all made my sister get up out of chair.
Y'all
made my sister get up.
For the one who submit to.
My Lord.
Jesus. For the person.
That make me
want to
dance right there. And I don't even know how I got two left feet. Jesus, help me say.
Pastor Chris, come on. Help me with it.
Pastor Chris ain't saying nothing. We need a song or something. We got to cut this up.
I can't help y'all with that one. I'm over here like, woo, I'm wiping sweat from my forehead. That was good,
girl,
right?
I throw my wig on the floor. They ain't playing with me today. That was a bitch. Hey, look at here. I'm going to tell y'all what's going to happen. Pastor Chris, play us a stirrup song. Don't give us nothing sad because I'm going to be hollering. Pray us some of that dance song. And then we come back. We're going to see what them callers got to talk about. We're going to do some housework. We're going to come back with some final thoughts. And we getting up out of here because this is something else. Author Roberta Jones Tree, please make her the author of that. Please. Come on, Pastor Chris. Give us a song.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back.
It's the Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPB Radio.
He's not a baby.
the Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPB Radio.
Hey, hey,
hey.
You know what? While we meet, you know, I heard we were sharing here at the house, and the thought come to me, guys, when Jesus was on that cross and he was getting ready to allow us to cash in on that policy. He said to the Father, he said, Father, forgive them. And I'm paraphrasing because they don't know they finna get they finna cash in on their policy. They killing me, but they don't know. They don't know, Lord. They finna get they finna be able to get cash in on their policy. And I say that's some good talk right there. That's some good talk right there. Pastor Chris, give us a call so we can see if they have any concerns or questions they
want to
ask on today.
Yes, ma'am. All right, callers, we'll read the last four digits of your phone number. So first caller up, 7122, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Jeanette.
Hey, how you doing?
We doing well. How are you?
I'm great. I enjoyed the services so far today. As I always do. I'll be looking forward to it every Saturday.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Sister Jeanette, for tuning in. And Saturday Buffet, we just turned the corner. Thus says Jeanette Pontoon. She said she enjoyed the services today. We ain't no radio program. We are service. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Now, I call that a prophetic word. Thank you, Sister Jeanette. God bless you. That was awesome. That came from your heart. We received that as God's message to the buffet. Come on, Pastor Chris. Who else you got?
Yes, ma'am. Next caller, we know who this is. 2985. You are live on the air. God bless you.
Hey, Ruby. Come on in here. What's going on?
Good afternoon. Hey. I thank God for the buffet today. I'm so glad to be back on with you all. And you all blessed my soul today. You just took me back and made me remember how I was with the caller that called in and said, how do you submit? I remember for myself, my submission came when I just got sick and tired of the things that was happening in my life and to me. And I remember when I cried out, that was my part. I cried out to the Lord and I let him know I needed somebody greater than me. I realized I needed a shepherd. And while you all were talking, the Lord brought it to my heart about Jesus being the good shepherd. And I thought about a shepherd and the sheep. You often hear people say sometimes sheep are dumb and they just wander off, you know, in every different direction. But that shepherd had a staff that he would move and sort of nurture that sheep back and bring them back, you know, the right way. That's the way Jesus does with the word of God, with us. When we submit to him and realize we need a shepherd, we have to realize we need help, and I needed help. And that shepherd took hold to my life. I get excited, and I'm happy today because I'm 74 years old, young today. Today is my birthday. And that shepherd has given me life. He's given me strength toward the joy that I had lost. He renewed my mind. And it's no longer I, but it's the Christ that's in me. And he's at work every day. And those people that don't believe in angels, it's a blessing for those that do. And I'm one of them.
Yes,
because I've been delivered. He's proved himself. The angel has come to my rescue many a time. And it's good when we can live and talk about what the scripture says. We've experienced it. I'm glad to be in the family of Christ. I'm glad that shepherd saw me just drifting away and thought enough of me to snatch me in and bring me in out of the fire. Thank God for this radio broadcast. I've said it before, and I'll say it now. It's the best thing God has given us, especially in this hour. Keep doing what God gives you all to do, because I definitely want to be led by the Spirit of God. I'm tired of being led by Ruby. God bless you all.
Amen. Well,
amen.
We definitely
you,
salute
Ruby.
You. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday. Jeez. You don't have no birthday song, do you, Pastor Chris?
Yeah, I'm playing it right now. You can't beat
thank
that
you,
version
thank
with
thank
a
you.
Stick. Just saying.
Anyway. Thank you for coming on and sharing. We also
God
like to give a happy birthday shout out to my husband, Mr. Brown. He had a birthday on the 9th of December. Yes, yes, yes.
So. Amen. God bless.
I guess we got to do a double take with this one. This is a classic right here.
Yeah.
See, you didn't think the Samas knew this one. But yeah.
Uh-huh. Those of you that are listening to us by Facebook, wherever you're hearing us from, if you have a birthday in the month of December, we celebrate your life on today. Can we get that caller, Pastor Chris?
Yes, our last caller, 6015, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Hey, Miss Lucille, come on in the house. How you doing?
How y'all doing? This is Dorothy Mae Curry, Sharon Feaster, and Lucille on the message today.
Amen. Another elevation from the people of God. She says she's enjoying the message on today. Amen. God bless you, Miss Lucia. Hey, that ain't Dorothy. And hi, Sister Sharon. How you guys doing on today? Welcome to the buffet. We pray that something has been said on today that will bless your life. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Every day.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to wrap this thing up. We want to do our housekeeping on today. We want to honor our faithful listeners, Sister Alice Fields, who is living in Michigan. We want to celebrate Sister Alice Fields on today. We want to pray God's blessings on her life. And also we want to remember Sister Dorothy Curry. We just heard from one of her caretakers, Sister Lucille Priester, her granddaughter, Sister Sharon Priester, and her other daughter, Sister Shirley Allen. We celebrate you guys on today as caretakers. We don't take it lightly. That you do your job and you do it well. Also, we want to celebrate Sister Ella Priester on today and her caretakers, Sister Josie Priester and Sister Viola Callier, her two daughters and caretakers. We want to honor you on today. Also, we remember Sister Eartha Lee Aaron, her two lovely caretakers, Sister Edna Moore, and Sister Jeanette Pontoon. God bless you guys, and may you continue to have the strength, the ability, and the resources to love on your loved ones and to do an awesome and an amazing job that God has called you to do. All right, as we wrap up, after our housekeeping, we want to wrap up on today as we continue to talk about love. We want to give our final thoughts. And we're going to let Pastor Chris take us out with a song at the end of the show. Sister Tracy, as you move forward in this thing called love, and I'm knowing that there are some people in your life as well that are unlovable, some people that really cause you to have to stretch yourself, some people that don't understand the benefits of you bearing the cross that God gave you, some people that not literally spitting on you, but in the spirit realm, spitting on you and combating you and not understanding your love language and your love walk. What would you say to someone who's listening to us on today and they're in the workforce? Because I'm not there. They're in the workforce like you are, and they're having some things that are combating them, and they want to continue to maintain their integrity in God. What would you say to that young woman or that young man on today, Sister Tracy, about the workforce? Is this Tracy going to the store again? Where's she at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't leave anything.
We're going to let the big man have a word in Sister Teresa's place, because he's been sitting here listening at us talk today about love. And we want to know what he has to say about love. And then, Pastor Chris, we're coming to you next.
Okay. Hello, world. Hey, when she told me y'all was going to be discussing love, I knew that was an unending thing.
Yes. Yes.
No matter how deep you go in it, there's still more depth to go. I mean, there's no end to it. When you say love, it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Something, you know, we depict God is love, mm-hmm. and that is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just never ending. I don't know what else to say. I'd be speechless when it comes to that word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people slang it around a lot, but they really don't know how deep love goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, when we start to loving each other, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
how awesome the world would be. But
mm-hmm.
that's not going to happen. The scripture says so. Yep, but hey. It's over. What do a 73-year-old have to say about it?
I tell you what, it's like he says, it's an unending endeavor. And I believe that when God gave us this job, he knew that we were going to be working until he come back for us and still not be finished with the chore of finding out how to operate in this love. And so as we move forward in the things of God, we just encourage you to just continue to hit at it, and then continue to work on it. I think in my mind's eye about a time when there was a room that I needed to clean in my house. And when I opened the door to the room, it was chaotic. It was a lot of things out of order in that room. So my first mind was to just simply close the door back. Just don't go into that room. But you know how we do when the Holy Ghost comes upon us and gives us a chore to do. He's waiting on us not to just obey the chore, but ask him how. And that's one of the things we fail to do. When God tells us to do things, we sometimes fail to say, okay, Lord, I'm willing to do it, but I don't know how. And so the day I asked God, well, how do I get this room in order? It's so much chaos, God. My life is so messed up. I've made so many bad choices in my life, and now when I open the door to my heart, it's so jacked up. It gives me more so a mind to flee than it does to go into this area and begin to clean. And he told me, he said, one piece at a time, Lorraine. You pick up one piece of chaos at a time. You find a storage area for one piece of this junk at a time. And so I went into the room with this mission in mind, to get this room in order, because it was the will of God concerning my life, that I clean up this chaos that I have, as Pastor Chris said earlier, I created this. I kept throwing stuff, opening the door, throwing stuff in there. It didn't just get in there by itself. I was making a poor choice. It was on the kitchen table. Somebody was coming, and they were going to see the kitchen table. They weren't going to see what's behind that door. So I picked up what was on the kitchen table, threw it in that room, closed the door. Out of sight, out of mind. But one day I opened up that door to throw another piece in, and stuff that was in there fell out. So that let me know it was too much in that room. That room could no longer contain it. My heart could no longer contain the pain that I had kept pushing back. Now I need to deal with it. So I opened that door and I began to pull out a piece at a time, and I found a place for it. And sometimes, saints of God, that piece don't even need to stay in your house. It needs to be trashed, because it does you no good. It's trash. It's garbage. Mm. And you've been storing it in the closet all this time, creating a room of havoc, when all you had to do was process this piece and throw it away. Because it was never any good for you anyway. Hatred, meanness, malice, backstabbing. You don't need that stuff. That's not the will of God for your life. That does not work God's best in your life.
Mm.
Process that stuff and throw it away. And the things that you take out of that room that you can use, find a place for them. And if you don't have a place in your home for them, I think that's time, and it's a good piece, it's time for you to put that on the street. Give that to somebody. Somebody needs that. So I went in that room one day, and I began to pick up a piece at a time. And guess what? I saw a path. It was a small path, saints of God, but it was a path. And that path encouraged me the next day to go back in there and do something else. And one piece at a time, that room became in order.
I go.
And so that's what my encouragement is to you today. Sister Teresa, you're back. I heard your lovely voice. Go ahead. What's your final thoughts on the day and your takeaway?
You know, at the beginning of the show, you were saying how you were having some issues with people, you know, accepting you or your love or whatever. And as it relates even to the workforce that you talked about, I have chosen not to allow people to pull me into their storm. But instead, I pull them into my peace. And how I pull them into my peace is I love them unconditionally. Because a lot of times what people are going through has nothing to do with you. That's something internal that they're going through, battles that they are fighting. But what you do is love them. And sometimes your love does not have to come out of your mouth. It's through your actions. I think that's where we mess up. We want to, I love you. You need to understand, I love you. First of all, your tone ain't showing love. So I ain't receiving your love. So show me your love through your actions. And, you know, a lot of times we do things and we want to just step over it. You know, the things that we do could hurt people. We want to step over it and act like it doesn't exist. No, it does exist. And we have to address those things in order to move on. So my actions, I might have done something that was ill towards you in the past, sometimes subconsciously. You know, I didn't deliberately do this to you subconsciously, but I did it, and it affected you, and it hurt you. So after I come to you and I apologize, now I have to put love in motion. Love in motion is love in action. Love in action is what changes hearts. So that's what we have to do. When those people come, people are going to fight you. Loved ones, family, friends, you know, enemies, it doesn't even matter. You do not let that move you. Like a tree planted by water, I shall not be moved. I'm going to continue to stay the course. And my course is to show you love the way God continues to show it to me.
Wow. Okay. Well, I had some unanswered questions in my heart, but cleared that right up. I don't know whether to say thank you or cry. Ooh, I kid you not. Now, I had something that I was walking back and forth over, but this tree came down from there and mowed all that tall grass down, throw some weed killer. Now everything I need to see is just standing there saying, how you doing? All right, then, Chris, go ahead and give final thoughts on today, and please don't come down my street. Treacy already done cut all the trees down.
Well, I'm going to try to be good, because you got me going after hot sauce again, and that's not good. But I'm going to be good, so because we ain't got a lot of time left anyway, because the chef's got to put the icing on the cake. So all I'm going to say is this. See, we have to understand that in the book of Psalms, Psalms 91 is a powerful book. And when we are in a struggle, when we are dealing with shifting in our life, where we're dealing with our ugly self in the mirror, sometimes we have to put our ego in check. Let me add a little more spice to this. See, a lot of us got spiritual ego problems. Oh boy, see, I'm starting something. See, we got this thing about us that you can't tell me nothing. So when it comes to the scripture and we're seeing what Psalm 91 is conveying, we understand that we have to be at a exposed place. I don't think they heard me. You have to be an exposed place, because if you don't, he won't answer your cry for help every time you pray. He will not fill you with his presence in your time of trouble, because your little cute self want to be God, and that's why God can't honor you or can't lift you up, because you think you are God.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I'm going to stop. All right. So in 16, of course, it says, with long life, I will what? Satisfy him. So we have to understand that even in this life, even if we don't got it all together, even though we don't have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, guess what? When you submit yourself, here's the time. When you submit yourself unto the Lord, not me, not the women on a pillow, but to God. See, what he does is shift your life and bring it back to order. And when he does that, guess what? He will answer your cry. He will keep you in out of harm's way. He will keep you protected in the eye of the hurricane. Y'all not hearing me?
Right.
Because there's some chaos going on right now all around us. And there's some stories that CNN and Fox News ain't reporting. There's some folks that have survived these tornadoes and storms, hurricanes, all this craziness. We got folks that houses is the only one standing and the whole block is destroyed. See, y'all don't want to hear me. But see, when you have faith like that, when you allow God to break you and you submit under his will, I guarantee you your shifting will be a whole lot sooner than later. I'm going to drop the mic on that one and give it to the chef because I'm about to go straight bananas. So, chef, you got it. I'm done.
I know chef is out delivering food. She's doing catering work today. I'm not sure she's going to be able to come back. But what I hear when I hear you guys speak that there's benefits. Benefits are blessing there plus, and these benefits were gained for us, the body of Christ at Calvary. When we were sitting and taunting on our benefactor, I think you call him. Is that right, Tree? Was Jesus our benefactor? And we were the beneficiary?
Beneficiary.
Yes.
We're the beneficiary, but was Jesus what our benefactor? Who was he in that? Okay, there you go. And so we were the beneficiaries, and who taunts and hates on the benefactor but us? But anyway, I want to, before we close, I want to highlight my niece, Courtney Kirk, who received all A's on her report card. And she's making us spend some money on those all A's. She's demanding that we take her to have crab legs, and we have to do it because she went and got the grade. So we're benefiting from her doing well, because I'm going to tell her to spell my name right on her check when she becomes, think of RN. I think that's what she's going to do when she goes to college. She's an 11th grader here in Texarkana, Texas, and she received all A's on her report card. So we want to celebrate Courtney Kirk, my niece, for her hard work. She works as well, and we just want to celebrate her. Did the chef come back on before we release Pastor Chris to do a song for us as we go out on today? Coming back next Saturday on the buffet, we'll be in Lamentations, the third chapter of Lamentations, beginning at the 21st verse, where we're going to talk about the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercies never come to an end. So we'll still be dealing with love, because as my husband forestated, we can't exhaust it, because every day we wake up on this side or on the other side, we yet experience God's love and his mercy and his grace, and it's a great and awesome thing. So we look forward to next Saturday at noon, the Saturday buffet. Come back, one and all. Let's talk about love. Let's increase our love. Let's move forward in God's love. Let's see the benefit of being the beneficiary of an awesome and amazing benefactor, Jesus Christ, our Savior. This is Jesus is the reason for the season, and everything he did was on our behalf. So let us come back on next Saturday. Pastor Chris, so we get a song, and we'll see you next Saturday. God bless.
Amen. We'll see you next week, family. God bless you.
It's your girl, Psalmist Jones, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go.
Radio, Killeen, Texas.